Speaking of good times, it is now 20 minutes to 7 on a Sunday morning, which means we have to usher in the magnificent, the wonderful, and the adorable Neil Green. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for that magnificent introduction.
We love each other so much. Like, we have to big each other up because nobody else does.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We are our own team. We are our own team of two.
Squad. Yeah. Not necessarily squad deep, just more of a dynamic duo. But here we are, and it is time now, KZN, for the good news. So, yeah, let's see. It did come with a disclaimer a little bit earlier, so I'm going to just kill this music bit, and you hoi there. Hoi.
Let me hit it right. You're ready?
Let's go.
Let's do the good news. A dentist and a nurse have now been charged with the death of a Canadian man at an unlicensed drug rehab facility the dentist was operating in Westville.
Neil, I said this before. In fact, I just said it now. Hey, you have one job. Right. I just made us sound like, you know, a dynamic duo, and that one job is to go and find us the good news, something that we're supposed to be happy about. What is happy about that story?
No, don't worry. I'm going somewhere with it. Right? Let me tell you what happened. Right?
Okay.
So a post-mortem found that the man had overdosed on Xanax. A toxicology report also showed levels of ibogaine, a controversial drug touted as a miracle cure for drug addiction, but it is outlawed and banned in countries, like a lot of other countries, due to a lack of research. Now, police say that the deceased died as a result of poor screening, an incorrect diagnosis, and wrongful administration of the banned drug ibogaine.
Okay, so let's just circle back. Let's recap these events, okay? An unlicensed rehab run by a dentist, because that makes sense, gave a foreign national a banned substance to get him to stop taking the Las Drogas, okay? But then gave him the incorrect medicine or administered it wrong. But that is not what killed him. What killed him was the drugs, which he apparently never stopped taking while he was in the rehab run by the dentist.
Yes, that is all correct.
I have so many questions about this, actually.
I might not have answers, but go ahead.
Okay, why? First things first, I'm the realist. Secondly, why is a dentist running a rehab, regardless of whether it is now licensed or not? Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't realize.
That's the good news right here, Stacey. This story shows us that you can follow your dreams. That just because you spend lots of time and money studying to be one thing, doesn't mean you can't do another thing which you might be totally unqualified to do. Totally.
Dreams, these stories, hey, dreams do come true. Keep shining, and you know, you can always count on me, and he's going to be following those same dreams of opening a rehab all the way to jail. So he must just stay, and he must keep following those dreams. Just head down that garden path. Go forth, bro. Go. Shine.
All the way to jail. But anyway, Now for real though, the health department has unveiled 89 new fully equipped ambulances at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium recently. This fleet will be deployed across the province to assist EMS practitioners on the ground. Now, the MEC, Sibongiseni Dhlomo, says that the new ambulances will help improve healthcare services in the province. And you know when you hear somebody say something like this, Stacey, when they say that there's going to be a policy that talks to streamlining the emergency medical services in the whole country, emergency help must be for every South African, irrespective of whether you have money or no money in your pocket.
No, but you see now, Neil, now this, hey, this is the kind of good news. That's what we want from, that is your job.
Yeah.
One job. This is the kind of good news, you know, we can all kind of hear about it. Everybody gets together. We're high-fiving. See, like this is, and we can celebrate. That's nice.
You know, but you say that, but. No, you say that.
No. Because I feel like now you're going to turn the beat around on me again.
I am.
So, like, is this because people are unhappy because we have unveiled 89 brand new sexy ambulances to help people?
You know, like, and that's the thing. Like, nothing about this story. Let's just say that I got the story off the East Coast Radio website, right? It's under the news tab, and the comments on the article, they're proper negative. And I don't understand people that are upset no matter what the government does. I never understand that. Like, one lady, when we're announcing that we got 89 new ambulances, says she's waiting to see how long it is until the ambulances get burnt by protesters.
Some people, though, hey, it's like, even now, when the good news is finally happening, why? Why must you? You know what? It's because of people like you, lady, all right?
It's
that Neil Green cannot find the good news. Even the good news is not good enough.
I know.
What must we do? We should have called the feature the best news, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is definitely good news. But you know these people like that, Stacey? These are the same people that go to the office party. Uh-huh. It's away. It's somewhere nice. It's on the beach. There's an open bar. There's a braai. And they will still stop to complain about the bread rolls. You know those people.
Word. In fact, let me just give you some snaps. Like if if you win the lotto and then you get taxed 25%, you're like, my life sucks. Everything is the worst. Everything is the worst. Why does this always happen to me? I knew this would happen. Typical. Yeah. No,
crying about tax.
I got you. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Neil Green, for at least attempting the good news today.
My job here is done. 89 ambulances. My job's done. We're rolling.
Exactly.
We're rolling.
And thank you. And thank you to the health department for doing that. I at least am happy. Yes to the 89 ambulances.
It's
thank
amazing.
You so much, my friend.
Go see the pictures on the site. It's really, really great.
Vibes. Have an amazing weekend, my Neil Green. We'll chat soon.
Chat to me at 10. Have a good day. I'll see you all at 10 o'clock.
Bye. Bye. Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.